Okay, something really amazing happened this morning. I got here early, ready for the service, and outside of the church, I found this package and this card. And I looked at the card, but I want to show it to you because I think we should open up the package together. It says, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to the world from God. I can't wait to see what's in this box. All right, let's look. Oh, this is going to be good. Oh, wow. There's some good stuff in here. But where to begin? Yes. Yes. Jesus came to earth to tell us the truth about God. And so the first gift we get from this lovely package from God is that Jesus is the light of the world. Just like our gospel John tells us today, in him was life, and that life was the light of the whole world, and the darkness could not overcome it. Jesus, God's gift to us this day, the truth about God is that Jesus is the light of the world. Now, here's the interesting thing about light. As beautiful as a candle is, they're not meant to be stared at. Light is meant to lead the way. Think about this. If it was dark in this room and I wanted to get around, I wouldn't walk around like this. I'd walk like this. I'd let the light shine around me so I could see the world. Again, think about this. The sun illuminates us at this very moment, and yet it's practically impossible to look at. So Jesus, the light in the world of the world, comes to us to illumine the world to us, to show us the world as it was meant to be, as God truly designs it. Without God's light, without Jesus, we live in darkness. We live in the illusion and confusion of our own minds. So the truth about God, in one sense, is that God, Jesus, is the light of the world to show us how the world is supposed to be when we see the world through Jesus' light and Jesus' eyes. Now, there's another way that Jesus is also the truth about God. Because for centuries, if not millennia now, people have been referring to Jesus as the face of God. So oftentimes when you see someone from afar and you're not sure if you can recognize them, what do? You look to see if you can see their face. It's how we recognize people. So Jesus' life, how he lived, who he associated with, what his intentions were about, indeed what he gave his life for, is the face of God. I have a friend who's a theologian who says, I don't want to believe in a God who's less loving than Jesus. But you see, that's the thing, is that the love that Jesus shows us in his life on earth, the sacrifice, the giving, the healing, the ultimately dying for us, that's the very nature of God. The letter to Hebrews said today that Jesus is the very essence of the imprint of God. So what we know about God, God's very nature, God's way to us, is through Jesus. And that way is ultimately loving, connected, sacrificial, graceful. Jesus, as light and face, shows us the truth about God. Cool gift. Let's see what else is in this box. Just put this back here. If Jesus shows us the truth about God, Jesus also shows us what it means to be truly human. I couldn't get my son to stay in the box long enough, so you've got a doll. Jesus shows us what it means to be truly human. He comes to us as an infant child. And again, there's a couple ways that Jesus tells us about what it means to be truly human. And the first is that he comes to us as a finite, innocent, and completely dependent person. So in one sense, to be truly human, we have to remember that we are finite, that we are fragile, that we are dependent. And when we forget that, when we think we are gods, or are invincible, or are all-knowing, then we lose our way. But if you think about it also, children, in their dependence and finiteness, are also beautiful, joyful, innocent, open, trusting, delighted. And you and I, as children of God, were meant to live our lives in that exact same way. Open, trusting, loving, joyful, laughing, present to the world around us and the people around us. But the other aspect about what it means to be truly human is that, remember, we were created in the image of God. So all those things I just said about Jesus being the face of God, loving, sacrificial, caring, graceful, that's actually what it means to be human as well. So when you and I fall short, when we are hurtful, or when we are fearful, or when we are mistrusting, or we are self-centered, we're not just falling short of our godliness, we're falling short of our humanness. We become less human when we step outside of the light of Christ. And so Jesus shows us the truth about God and what it means to be truly human by coming to us and showing us our dependence on God, but also that we reflect God's abundant and graceful nature. Let's see what else. This one's pretty cool. So when we've got the truth about God and what it means to be truly human, then what we get is our true selves. When we understand who we are and whose we are, the truth about God and what it means to be truly human, we are given our authentic selves. We're given the we, the me, the you that you were always meant to be. The God, the person that God created you to be. And let me tell you something. You are the only you that will ever be. There will never be another you again. There was never one before you. And so what God has for you is a unique purpose that only you can fulfill. And when you partner with God, when you walk with God, then you live into that purpose. And you become the you you were always meant to be. You become the person that God designed you to be. And you fulfill God's kingdom in the world as only you can. So God gives you, through Jesus coming to the world, by showing us the truth about God and what it means to be truly human, we can live into our true selves. And we get the abundant gift of Christ. We get to be the person we were meant to be. But here's the beautiful thing. This is not simply a gift to us. This is a gift through us. By accepting Jesus, by engaging Jesus, by taking in the truth about God and what it means to be truly human and being our true selves, we become the gift to the world. We go forth and share those same things of abundance, of presence, of grace, of reconciliation, of healing, of hope to all that we meet. And everything we do, this is the gift through the Christ child. You are the gift to the world. Go forth and be that gift. Merry Christmas.